Cathet Regional District's Board of Directors are ready to take office. At the November 1 swearing-in at City Hall, Judge Ron Lamperson conducted the ceremony, where the five electoral area directors took office, plus the two appointed directors from City of Powell River Council. The new board consists of Electoral Area A Director Jason Lennox, Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne, Electoral Area C Director Clay Brander, Electoral Area D Director Sandy McCormick and Electoral Area E Director Andrew Fall. The city appointed Councillor George Doubt, who will carry four votes during weighted voting sessions at the regional board table, and Councillor Cindy Elliott, who will carry three votes. For the city directors, during the city's inaugural council meeting, appointment of directors to the regional board was the lone item of new business. Councillor Rob Southcott read a motion recommending appointments of Doubt and Elliott to the regional board. After making the motion, Southcott said he wanted to express his confidence in the ability and experience of these two councillors with respect to the task for which they were nominated. Councillor Trina Isakson said in speaking to some regional directors, she heard there was an interest in having hard-working individuals who understand the regional district, governance, and the complexity of challenges in front of the regional board over the next 4 years. She said gender equity, and having more than one woman on the regional board, was important. "I'm really pleased with this recommendation," added Isakson. Councillor Jim Palm said he wanted to amend the motion before council to reflect having the regional board appointments last up to 2 years, rather than the full 4-year term of the regional board. He said Southcott and himself should be nominated as alternates if the appointed members could not attend a regional board meeting. Interim City Chief Administrative Officer Chris Jackson was asked to summarize the amendment. Jackson said the amendment was to indicate the appointments would be for a 2-year term, and that the alternates would be Southcott, for Doubt, and Palm for Elliott. The amendment passed unanimously. Jackson said the main motion was now that Doubt be appointed for a 2-year term with 4 votes, that Elliott be appointed for a 2-year term with 3 votes, and that the alternates would be Southcott and Palm. The motion was carried unanimously.